Oh, just before I start, what part of the US are you living in?
I'm north of Boston in New Hampshire.
Ah, okay. So there would be an awful lot of Irish around Boston.
Yes.
Yeah. We're like ants.
Green beers and everything.
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. Yeah. Okay, so we're recording. Okay, so. Hey, guys, and welcome to another episode of Life After Life with me, Sandy Byrne. And today I have joining me all the way from New Hampshire in the United States, Damila Akaten. I'm sorry if I'm pronouncing your name, Damila. Would you like to pronounce it for us, please?
Sure, it's Damla Aktekin.
Aktekin, I do apologize. So Damila, although she is in New Hampshire, you grew up in Turkey, so you are from my side of the Atlantic. Okay, I'm in Ireland, obviously. So you are from our side of the Atlantic. So look, I've invited Damila on to the podcast because she is a light worker. She's an inner child energetic wound healer. She's a crystal healing teacher, a soul healing writer, an intuitive reader, an astrologer, and she also has her own podcast. Okay, so multi-talented lady. So Damla, if it's okay with you, I do like to start the podcast by asking people how they got into holistic work, because I do like people to understand that we didn't come out of the womb working in this area. Okay, something brought all of us to this area. Would you mind telling us a bit about your background and how you got into this area of work?
Yeah, absolutely. I grew up in Turkey, as you said, and initially I studied engineering, and then I moved to the US to do my MBA. And I very happily started my corporate career. I was working in business consulting. One day after getting home at like 10 p.m. from work, I was working pretty long days.
Yeah.
I woke up with incredible pain in the middle of the night, which I was having trouble speaking. It was just so intense, the pain in my head. We went to the emergency room, and I discovered that I had developed migraines, which weren't a part of my life by then. Which then led me to realizing, okay, something's got to change, something needs to happen. And I had been seeing yoga classes everywhere. I wasn't a yogini before. I hadn't tried it before. In fact, I tried my very first class after the migraine episode, and I hated it. I was like, how can people be putting their heads on a smelly mat that they put their feet on? What's going on here? But of course, something shifted, and I came back, and I came back, and I came back. So I tell people that before that, I used to exist in my head, right? The education, everything. I was working in a head-based realm, mind-based realm. And yoga for me was discovering that I had a body, that I was head, which was a revelation. I became a yoga fanatic very quickly. I became a full-time yoga teacher, studio manager, and I thought that was going to be it. I thought that was going to be my life. And then in 2012, I gave birth via emergency C-section, another like health crisis, if you will, to my daughter, which changed everything. Suddenly, nothing I knew from the yoga worked. I couldn't meditate. I didn't recognize myself. I couldn't feel into my body. It was just so painful. I was feeling down and going deeper and deeper into this deep, dark well. And I said to myself, okay, here's this light being in my hands, my daughter, and I want to be there for her. And I made a very conscious decision. And I said to life, to source, to divinity, whatever you call it, I said, just send me what I need to heal. Send me what I need to feel reconnected to my body and to my life. And that was when mantras entered into my life and crystals and crystal healing. I became a crystal healing explorer, if you will, because I didn't have time to take a formal training. I had a newborn in my hands, but I had time to close the door and sit with them for 5 minutes. And that opened the door for me. It was not like a shocking, oh, I healed all of a sudden, but it was like a gradual, my system was expanding little by little with each time I spent with the crystals. And that led to me discovering and understanding as I offered this healing that I discovered to people one-on-one and in groups, I began to understand more and more that I'm working with the inner realm of the body, which is the inner realm of the inner children. So that is where I am now, moving from a mind-based living to realizing I had a body. And then being led onto this journey of realizing we're so much more than that. We are on a quantum level, vibrating strings of light, droplets of Om, vibration, swimming in a sea of Om. So this vibrational healing part is now what I teach in cooperation and collaboration with the body and the mind. So now all those three realities are coming together in my life and in the way I teach healing and I practice healing.
I love it. I love it. And I hope that you're okay. I mean, your daughter obviously is 12 years old now. Did you go back? Did you have any more children or?
No, that was it.
That was it. That was enough for me. Yeah. And they always say, don't they, that we forget the pain of having children. I had two sections with my two boys. They always say that we forget the pain. I didn't. I did not forget the pain. But yeah, it's a whole thing. And, you know, I've kind of been discovering that myself over the last few years. Like I went through a bad period in life. I was diagnosed with PTSD. And like when I got really down in myself, it showed in my outer body. So there's a strong connection, isn't there? I know you talk about mind-based living and education and corporate working and all the rest of it, but there's a huge connection between what goes on inside and what goes on outside. Did you find that? I mean, is that where you come from? Because, you know, I want to talk about the inner healing and the child healing, the inner child. Like, do you see it that way, the connection between the inner self and the outer self?
Yes. And it's so much more complex and beautiful than that, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because what I now see in myself and in others is, let's say I'm having a relationship problem with a friend or a family member. I now know that part of that is an inner child in me that needs nourishment, and that shows up physically. And when that shows up, I also know that another option is possible. Within the wounded areas of our bodies, within the parts of our bodies that carry the trauma, we also carry the quantum potential of not having had that trauma, of shining brightly, of really fulfilling your potential. So what it becomes is all those places that hurt in you that are a little bit more sore, like maybe you feel like there's a rock on your in your throat or there's a weight in your heart. I came to understand that all of those physical symptoms are really showing you your biggest potential for healing and shining out in the world. And when you do that, suddenly your words come out of your mouth like lighter. You stand a little bit taller and you're at ease in a conversation that would normally trigger you. So all of those things are possible when you learn and understand the language of your inner realm, what I call is the realm of your inner children.
That's a great explanation. Thank you. And could I ask you to elaborate a little bit more? Because I have to be honest, and, you know, this area is all new to me. Like, I'm a medium, I connect with spirit and that. But, like, this whole area is new to me. So when I hear somebody talking about their inner child, I automatically think of, you know, did they go through trauma when they were a child? Is that what we're talking about? But it sounds deeper than that to me. Would you mind elaborating a little bit more on what our inner child exactly is?
Yes. In 2022, I went on a pilgrimage to Egypt. And I stood by the Great Pyramid at night, and then I journeyed into the Great Pyramid, to the King's Chamber. But before that, when I was not even considering going to Egypt, I had a dream where it's nighttime. I'm getting to your question, I promise.
No,
it's nighttime.
I could listen to you all day, so please take your time.
In the dream, I'm standing by the Great Pyramid, and I look up, and in the night sky, I see millions and millions of stars. And I'm just in awe. I keep looking up. There are people passing me by, and I keep saying, look up, look up, look up. How beautiful is this? And some of them pass me by, and some of them pause and look at the lights with me. I woke up understanding and knowing that all the stars that I'm looking at are the inner children inside. And now I see our energetic wounding, the trauma, as the cloud around the stars. The cloud cannot reach the stars, right? Mm-hmm. The cloud can obscure your potential, obscure your shining light, but it doesn't even touch it. So in my work, in my way of working and healing inner children, I don't see them as broken. I don't see them as beings that need to be fixed. I see them as pure light and love potential that lives in you. So for you as a medium, I do get in touch with those realms too occasionally in my intuitive readings. The way I could describe it is, it's just a different radio channel than what you're connecting with. So you're connecting with the ancestral channel. In this case, you would be connecting with all the past versions of you that hold your highest potential, as well as all the inner children, the highest potentials of your ancestors and their ancestors and the inner children of past, parallel, future lives. Because in the quantum realm, the light realm that we're talking about, there's no time and space. Mm-hmm. So it's a conscious intention to make a connection with that realm and bring that potential into your life.
Okay. So it's really complex. So there's a mixture in there then, okay, because we're talking about our ancestors. And would it go as far as previous lives, past lives?
Absolutely. I've had sessions where people would come to me and we would dive into the landscape of the body, and we would find a past life's inner child, and we would work with that.
Isn't there so much when you start to like scratch the surface and delve into it and you think, well, I'll just do this part, and then kind of it throws up something else. But it's beautiful to see how interconnected everything is. You know, our past lives, our ancestors' lives, our future lives, our current lives, like they're so interconnected. Do you mind if I ask you, and without asking you specifically about any of your clients, what would be a typical thing? Like, what would cause somebody to search you out? Like, is it something like migraines? Is it physical? Is it emotional?
Everything.
Everything.
I mean, usually when I say energetic wounds, to those of us living with energetic wounds, that's pretty simple. People are like, yeah, yep, that's me. For me, it was even like I was a step behind that. I didn't even know that I had wounds. I thought what my childhood was normal. Mm-hmm. So the first step is, I guess, realizing that you have energetic wounds. And I have a quiz on my website that people can take to identify what their energetic wounds are.
Perfect.
Then it becomes, okay, I'm here. I'm feeling the struggle in my body, in my life. And I don't know how to get better. I can see that there's a better potential for me, but I don't know how to get there. And you start to try a lot of different things. And one of them could be working with me. And then that gets deeper. You find the few things that work for you. You make a deeper commitment and so on and so on. So to answer your question, it's anyone with an energetic wound, which in my experience is all of us. Even if you had the perfect idyllic childhood in this life, which that client that I was talking about had, but she was working with a past life trauma. So I always tell people, like, the moment you're drawn to me and my work, your body, your system is so intelligent. They're going to bring up the quickest and the most effective thing, effective part of you that we can work with, the biggest potential that you can realize in that moment that will give you the biggest relief. And at no point am I going to force you into anything, because I'm not looking to fix you. I'm simply the messenger there, showing you the stars and helping you connect with your potential. And you are in charge. And it's not about bringing up all the stories of trauma. We don't even need to do that. The moment you focus on the sensation of the body, the trauma is there already. No story needs to be rehashed. But we can soothe that, we can be with that. And people are surprised, like they assume it's going to be like, is it going to be unpleasant and inner child healing? And it's not, it's really joyful. That part of you, when the light comes out, when we nourish the hurt parts, when the light comes out, when the inner child comes out, they're playful. They're joyful. They like color. And there's like a bubbling energy in almost all my clients when they come out of a session. So, yeah.
I love that. And I suppose I have to ask, just because I'm so far away, do you do these sessions online as well as in person?
I do all my sessions online. Yeah. All my intuitive readings, astrology readings, as well as inner child healing sessions, all online. Yeah. I find that, you know, people are in their safe space. I'm in my space that I feel comfortable in. And there's oftentimes, because I'm so sensitive to energy and people can get comfortable, we can go even deeper than an in-person session.
Yeah. I know people listening to this won't be able to see me, but I'm nodding away because I also do all of my sessions online, and I'm also very sensitive to other people's energy. So like, I totally get it. But it's worth mentioning it to people, because people don't always understand how somebody else's energy can affect us so much. But it really, really can. So can I ask you then about the crystal healing? Okay, I know you talk about crystal healing being a practice of love and connection. Where did that come in? Or like, did that happen for you at the same time, you know, as you were learning about the inner child?
Yeah, crystal healing came first, because as a new mom, as I said, I was looking for ways to connect with myself. And as I got myself a few crystals, I was lying down with them. It just, at no point it occurred to me to say, this crystal only does this, or like, you need to place this crystal only to your heart or this. And in fact, I often found just intuitively they would want to go to other places. It's when I started to teach crystal healing as an experience in group workshops, people would come to me, oh, this and this is happening. What crystals do I need? Where do I place this crystal? That I began to think deeper, to put what I was experiencing into words, into a way to teach this. And that teaching is very simple. When you think about who and what crystals are, it is very, very obvious to me that we're not here to quote unquote use them, because they are our ancestors. They are the building blocks of our body. Our bodies are made up of minerals. Your eyes are 90% water. Your fascia has crystalline properties. Your bones are 65% or more minerals. Your DNA is a liquid crystal. So we have different crystalline pathways in us called the meridians, as well as we are made up of crystals. So in my way of thinking about this, anything that contributes to your life in any way is an ancestor. So the land is an ancestor, right? The trees are an ancestor, and minerals are ancestors. And not only that, in my connections with them, I came to understand that we are kin, we are relatives. So you wouldn't approach a relative and say, oh, what are you good for? What can you do for me? What can I use you for? But you gently introduce yourself. There's an energetic connection. You understand each other on a deeper level. And the thing about crystals is they're not only the building blocks of you, but they're the building blocks of each plant, animal, thing you see around you, of the sun, of the planets, of the entire universe. So as such, same way that we are connected to each other through our DNA as a species and to all the beings who have DNA, they are connected to all minerals everywhere. So when you understand that, it becomes very easy, because even a single clear quartz is connected to all the clear quartz in the universe and to all the crystals in the universe. So you don't need a million crystals. You don't need a huge crystal, but you need a different approach, which is to treat them with respect, with awe, with curiosity, and not to expect a certain outcome, but come to it with an openness to say, what can we co-create today? And that to me is love. And they came into my life at a time where it was very difficult to love my own body, but I could love this shiny, beautiful thing in my hand. The other thing the crystals do is they take in your energy and intention and they amplify it. So that led to me realizing, appreciating, learning about my body and being more and loving myself more. And they can open you up into, we're talking about the mediumship realms, we're talking about the inner children realms. They're very good with opening up other portals and connecting you to the radio stations of creativity, to abundance, to a life partner, what have you. So, yeah, does that answer your
question? Oh, 100%. I absolutely love the way that you explain it. And, you know, you talk about the connection, because it's so hard, and I'm not the best person to express this, you know, to people, but I love the way you have of getting it out. It makes so much sense. It really does. And you're writing a book. Did I read that, about crystals? Do you want to tell us about that?
Yes. Yes, it's in the final stages. It's called Crystal Healing for the Love of It. It's really, I'm in my own way talking about all of this that we talked about, and appreciating crystals through my writing, appreciating or putting that appreciation out there about what they have been able to add to my life. And what they have the potential of adding to your life. I have like little mini droplets that you can just read and be with. They're almost like, I don't want to call it poetry, but they're definitely, I feel they have been channeled through me. And then I have little crystal healing meditations you could try, practices you could try. It's just another way of approaching crystals that's not based on using them, but that's based on love, respect, curiosity, appreciation, and just creating and co-creating a new reality and loving connection.
I look forward to reading that when it comes out. So I suppose the best thing to do would be to tell people to keep an eye on your website or your social media, and you will be posting when the book is available to purchase. Now, one thing that you did mention there is about, like, you know, meditations and stuff like that. Like, are daily practices important when you're trying to heal yourself?
They are. They're a way of saying, especially when you're working with the parts, the cloudy parts, is where we're talking about, that may not be quite ready to show you their full potential yet, but you can begin to establish a trusting connection. And just like watering a plant, just like looking into your child's eye every day, for you to sit with yourself and just get your inner gaze there, and even maybe hold a crystal there to amplify that inner gaze of love, what that means is you're repeatedly showing up for yourself and saying, I am here for me. I know people weren't there for me at that time, but I'm here for me now, and I'm offering this love, and I'm offering this love. And over time, something happens where your body is able to soften those places and show you some of the hidden light within. And if you've been through a particularly hard time, or you find that we all hit plateaus, or we all hit certain limitations, it's really, really fun, and it's really, really great to have the support of a healer to say, okay, let me amplify that love with you. Let's do that together.
I love it. Yeah. So, you know, we have to help ourselves too, don't we? We can't just expect somebody else to do it all for us. So your website is called A Drop of Om. Okay, I wanted to ask you where that came from, because we hear the word Om all over the place. It's just OM, and you know, we see it a lot. What does it mean? Or at least, what does it mean to you?
Yeah, first of all, my name means a droplet in Turkish, Damla. Oh, wow. A drop of Om came to me in a dream. And at the time, I was working heavily with mantras, which is another vibrational healing tool. Amazing, amazing practice. And Om to me is the symbol of that unity, that sameness that we and crystals have, we and each and every other thing and being that we see has, which is if you go beyond the atomic particles into the subatomic, and beyond that into the string theory, which says we are vibrating strings of light that come in and out of existence in a probability cloud. You are that, I am that, everything we see experience in the known universe is the same. Om is the representation of that vibration. Om is the thing that says we are all vibrational beings and everything is vibrational. So we all are connected to each other. And I'd like to imagine us all being little droplets of Om swimming in a sea of Om. So little vibrations swimming in a sea of vibration. And what that means is that sometimes it's not possible to affect or, you know, solve even or change part of the overall vibration, but you can always come back to the droplet that you are. You can tend to your wounds, you can change your own vibration, which is gonna lead to ripples all throughout the universe. And the way that you approach crystals is a ripple. The way that you hold yourself when you're having a hard time, when you're moving through difficult emotions, is a vibration. The way that you talk to another person is a vibration. So all this becomes your responsibility. And I see my job as a healer to offer you tools, offer you a different perspective, offer you loving words to change and heal that relationship that you have with yourself and everything else.
Love it. I love it. And so you have lots of resources on the website as well, haven't you? You mentioned a quiz.
Yes. So my website is adropofom.com, adropofom.com. And it's the same in my YouTube channel, A Drop of Om, on my Instagram, the same, A Drop of Om. And if you go to my website, you will find a link that says all healing offers. And that has, at the very top, I have quite a few free resources for you, some free meditations, some crystal healing resources. And one of the resources is a quiz that will help you discover what your wounding might be. And you may be surprised at some of the things. And I even offer, because it might be tender to touch those places, I offer meditation to help you move through it after you take the quiz.
Yeah, and that's very important, you know, because as you say, it can be traumatic just to find out that these things are there, you know, so, you know, don't throw yourself in at the deep end. And, you know, do feel free to contact Damla through the website or through her social media or whatever, if you do find, you know, something, you know, from the quiz or whatever. But I will put the links that you need in the description box attached to this podcast. OK, now we didn't even get to talk about some of the other things that you do, Damla, the soul healing writing, the intuitive readings, the astrology, the podcast and everything. But you will find everything on the website, okay? So please do check out Damla's website, and, you know, contact her with any questions that you do have, because she is very approachable. And as you can see, she's put so much time into herself, you know, and people that do that and they've spent the time, They have so much to give because they've been through it all. Okay, so please do reach out to her. She will be able to help you. Okay, so Damila, thank you so much for joining us on the podcast today. It's been an absolute pleasure and an eye-opener for me. I think I'm actually going to go and do that quiz as well because I am, I'm starting to diagnose myself with all kinds of stuff now. But I think it would be so interesting, even from my own point of view, just to have a look and see kind of what's going on inside. So thank you so much for your time, Damila. And hopefully we will cross paths again, maybe in a future episode we'll have you back. And I would encourage anybody, maybe if you have more questions around this area, let me know because, if we do have more questions that I haven't asked, I can definitely have Damla back in the future to answer those questions for you. Okay. So for now, guys, thank you for listening. I will see you in the next episode of Life After Life. So until then, take care and stay safe. Okay, Damla, one question before I let you go, and thank you so much for that because that was amazing. I absolutely.